In my last minute, I introduced the concept of dependence, the degree to which a section of the store depends on placement for its sales. The easiest way to think about this is in terms of impulse buying. Near the cash wrap in most stores, you'll find smaller, cheaper items that often have significant emotional appeal. The chocolate bars and gossip mags at the front of each line in a grocery are a great example. But the same principle holds throughout the store. Most people won't buy a bike on impulse, except maybe at Christmas, but they might buy a sweater or a mug. Products like bikes will generally exhibit high independence. That means they'll perform about the same, regardless of where they are in the store. Products like mugs may be very dependent. They'll do well in some places of the store where they get a lot of appropriate pass-by traffic, but not well in places where they don't. That's all great, but from a measurement perspective, it begs the question, how do you tell the difference between a pass-by purchase and an impulse buy, between a section with high independence and a section with low? The simplest metric that gets at dependence is called a draw in our DM1 platform. A draw is the first linger point in the store. Sections with high draw rates are almost always fairly independent. One drawback to the draw metric, though, is that it's somewhat vulnerable to position in the store. Sections far from the entry point will have lower draw rates, even if they are fairly independent. If you're blending point-of-sale data into behavioral journeys, you can extend the draw analysis by looking at the order of shopping in a basket. You can create a point-of-sale-based draw metric looking at the first purchase section in a visit. A related measure of independence is looking at the percentage of visits in which the section is the only place a shopper lingered. In most stores and sections, this will always be a small percentage of visits, but a higher rate is a good measure of likely independence. And of course, you can use basket analysis to do this same thing at the point of sale level. Another measure of independence is the percentage of shop time a section consumes. Think about it this way. If a shopper spends 15 minutes in the store and 5 minutes in a section, that section got 33% of the store time. The higher the percentage of visit time a section consumes, the more independent it usually is. All of these metrics are proxies, indicators of independence, because there is no single metric, at least that we've found, that cleanly captures the behavior. And in most cases, the only sure path to establishing a degree of independence is experimentation. But using these metrics, you can get a pretty good sense of the best places to experiment. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute.